Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
8 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story.
Gentlemen, welcome to Fight Club.
It's like something out of the movies. Four San Francisco sheriff's deputies have been reassigned following revelations they allegedly held gladiator-style fights inside the jail and wagered bets on them.
Inmate Ricardo Garcia says he was forced to participate in the fights, arranged by Deputy Scott New, who has before been accused of misconduct.
He told me if I didn't fight, I would basically be beat up by Deputy New.
San Francisco Public Defender Jeff Adachi says he's never seen anything like this.
It was something right out of the Game of Thrones. It was a dogfight, except that they were using human beings. So this was shocking, and we felt something had to be done about it.
He says Deputy New pitted the smallest man in the pod against the largest, and the small man was badly hurt. Sheriff Ross Mercurimi says he's removed the deputies from duty.
That's KGO 810's Kristen Haynes. Dramatic changes to Jessica's Law, the law that governs where sex offenders can live in California. Instead of banning all sex offenders from living near schools or parks, the State Department of Corrections says the law will now apply only to pedophiles and those with sex crimes involving children. Some state lawmakers are livid tonight. The move comes following a March 2nd ruling by the state Supreme Court declaring the widespread ban unconstitutional.
Our client is suffering tremendously. He's very worried about Denise Huskins.
A new twist tonight in the case of that Vallejo kidnapping. 29-year-old Denise Huskins surfaced in Huntington Beach yesterday morning and hired a lawyer 2 hours later. Now, her boyfriend has a legal team, and lawyers for Aaron Quinn say the kidnapping was not a hoax.
Attorney Dan Russo says his client cooperated fully with police during 17 hours of interrogation and was visibly bruised from being tied up and drugged during the abduction, which happened before dawn Monday morning.
He provided fingerprints, clothes, computer access.
Vallejo police claims the story Quinn gave them is what made the abduction too incredible to believe.
We have not seen evidence yet that this was some type of hoax.
But Russo says the FBI and Vallejo Police Department are under pressure to solve this case, and there seems to be a stream of blatant lies.
Her failure to cooperate with the police, we don't know what that's motivated by.
That's KGO 810's Tiana McLeese. Across the globe, investigators now say the co-pilot of that Germanwings Airbus that claimed 150 lives steered the passenger jet into the French Alps deliberately. Aviation correspondent Renee Marsh says investigators have made it clear this was not an accident.
Deliberate. That chilling word from a French prosecutor makes clear the crash of Germanwings Flight 9525 was no accident. Both the lead investigator and the Lufthansa CEO say they believe 28-year-old co-pilot Andreas Lubitz locked the captain out of the cockpit.
In the meantime, investigators are examining the life of the co-pilot, but most airlines we're learning don't continue psychological testing of pilots after they've been cleared to fly.
Lubitz passed his initial medical screening, but the Lufthansa CEO said the airline does not do ongoing psychological testing, leaving open the possibility something could have changed after Lubitz began his job at Germanwings in 2013.
That's Justice Correspondent Pamela Brown. In the South Bay, an arrest in the case of that inmate who attacked a Santa Clara County Sheriff's deputy and escaped custody earlier this month, 46-year-old Joseph Carter faces a series of charges for allegedly helping his brother, Jonnell, after the escape during a visit to the Valley Medical Center. Jonnell Carter is still at large. He was in custody on 5 counts of child molestation. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:04.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time now to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY in Menlo Park, southbound 101 at Willow Road. I've got some better news. A tour bus there that caught on fire earlier is on the right shoulder. Well, they've now opened up lanes 1, 2, and 3, but the far two right lanes are still closed. Traffic is really not moving yet, though. It's still practically stopped back to about Whipple Avenue, but improving. It, sure enough, it'll start moving in just a moment. Give it some time. Good news on the northbound side of 101. At Willow Road, there's a two-vehicle accident there, just about entirely cleared, and you've only got minor delays on the approach. Holy City, southbound 17, just before Madrone Drive. It's a multi-vehicle accident still blocking the left lane. At least one of those vehicles is not movable. Traffic is still inching along back to about Bear Creek Road. El Sobrante, 80 eastbound at Richmond Parkway. You got a hit-and-run accident on the right shoulder. That's got traffic slowing now to just before Hilltop Drive. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Cuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Cuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. This is a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
And now to your Bay Area weather forecast. Some of you are going to wake up to gray skies, low visibility along the coast during your morning commute. From there, here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Fog will linger into the afternoon along the coastline. A sea breeze will be a little stronger. Just about everyone will see cooler weather. Low 60s to low 80s. It's all relative. Low 80s inland is still pretty warm. As we head towards your Saturday, fog and high clouds, filtered sunshine, low 60s to low 80s. And then the second half of your weekend, we do see slightly higher readings.
Right now around the Bay Area, it is clear. We've still got 70s in some places. 73 in San Jose, 70 in Oakland, 75 in Dublin. Wow, you got to love that. 70 in Walnut Creek, 66 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell them to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
It is the late night, late show wrap up on the Drex Radio Show. We talk it out every weeknight from 7 till 10 right here on KGO 810, live in the Bay and around the world at KGOradio.com. Or you can get the iHeartRadio app and listen anywhere you'd like. From the Tonight Show, Mitt Romney talks to himself in the mirror. And actually, he was talking to his reflection in the mirror. And that was actually Jimmy Fallon impersonating him. It was a lot of fun.
All right, Mitt. One last look before showtime.
Looking good, Mid-Man. Ready for the big interview?
Well, actually, I'm a little nervous. Jimmy's probably going to ask me why I decided not to run for president. What should I say?
Just tell him you enjoy the freedom. You get to sit back and relax, golf all the time, go on vacation whenever you want, a.k.a.
That's
be power. President.
Isn't that awesome?
Good one, me.
Well, you know me. I love to laugh. Ha. Ha, ha, ha.
By the way, I gotta ask. Are we still scheduled to box Evander Holyfield? I mean, what are we thinking?
Don't worry. It's all in good fun. It's for charity. What's the worst that could happen?
That's true. I guess it won't be the first time we lose to a black guy.
Oh, my God. And then later on in the late night, late show wrap up, I'll let you hear Mitt Romney talking about his big fight with Evander Holyfield, which is for real. Yes, it's all for Charity Vision, which helps cure blindness. Okay, so let's get to the legalization of marijuana here in the Bay Area and all of California. Today, and I think the easiest way to do this is we'll just go to the KGO newsroom and Mike Simpson will tell us all about it.
A commission led by Newsom, the ACLU, law enforcement, and academics is out with a report on the areas we should all look into before an expected ballot measure in 2016.
You can't be ideological about this. You got to be open to argument and interested in the evidence that's coming out of Colorado, Washington State, and elsewhere.
Inside, dozens of questions that bring about the biggest disagreements. How do you tax pot or determine DUIs? What do you do with those incarcerated for marijuana-related charges? And the big one?
Is this legal for people 18 and older or 21 and older?
The commission will be holding forums and has launched a website. It doesn't take a stand, even though Newsom's a supporter of legalization. He's not alone. A recent poll showed 53% of residents favor it.
I want to do it in a thoughtful, judicious way.
I'm Mike Simpson, KGO 810.
Yes, you know, thank you very much, Mike Simpson, from the KGO Newsroom. As a matter of fact, and then the ACLU released their own report on this expert panel releasing a national marijuana policy report, and they announced the public phase. And, of course, they have their own Blue Ribbon Commission. I have to tell you, you know, actually, they're saying California polls show public support for marijuana legalization at its highest point since it began the polling in May of 2010, with 55% of likely voters favoring recreational legalization of marijuana. So as it goes to the ballot on 2016, I'd say there's a very, very good chance that it's going to pass. So it begs to ask a lot of questions, and the lieutenant governor's right. I mean, you've got to take a look at the social experiment that has happened and is going on in Colorado and Washington State, and also and even in Washington, D.C., which is kind of messy over there. But nonetheless, how's this going to play out? And some of the biggest questions, as he said, and the biggest disagreements is how do you tax pot? Which is a good point. How are you going to tax pot? And you got to make damn sure that you don't overtax pot. Now, I'm going to tell you a few stories here as we roll through this. For instance, the taxation of marijuana. As Colorado is already finding out, they thought, well, and by the way, they're rolling in the money along with the pot. Okay, it's all good as far as what's coming into the coffers because people would rather get it legally than illegally. But if you think the pot dealers went out of business, you're sorely mistaken. One of the biggest things to come out of the social experiment when it comes to the discussion of how to tax is that, guess what? The black market will undercut the state. And that's exactly what's happening. And so, by the way, when you go down to the pot shop that's run by the state of Colorado and you take it out and you put it in a baggie versus the pot you get from the pot dealer down the street at half the price, it looks exactly the same. So they can't tell the difference. So it's not really putting the pot dealers out of business. Although, you know, it's legal, so it's not such a big deal. But it's still out there. So that's one of the things that they're going to have to be very careful about. And one of the things you get feedback from people who live in Colorado, it's like, you know what? This is nice and everything, but you guys are dipping a little too deep with the tax. So we have to be careful on that. Also, public or private, will people be allowed to smoke in public places, walking down the sidewalks of San Francisco or the streets of San Jose or wherever you are listening in Santa Cruz, Carmel, 808-0810. The big question for the lieutenant governor, Gavin Newsom, who is an advocate of legalization, wants to know if we should go for age 18 or age 21. Now, I think the general consensus is, what the hell's the difference? I mean, really, if an 18-year-old wants to smoke pot, he or she will. 808-0810 is the number. And by the way, how will they determine DUIs? This is another thing that is being figured out in states like Colorado and Washington State. And also, what do you do with those incarcerated on marijuana-related charges? Well, I think that's easy. You let them go. And boy, oh boy, you know, we don't have enough cages to put people in here in the state of California. What are we going to do when we have all those empty pens? Yeah. All of a sudden, we're going to have all those empty cages. Because all those people that were locked up on marijuana charges, you're going to have to let them go and probably expunge their record. I think that would be fair. Don't you think so? And I mean, here's how this gets sticky. Sticky like the chronic is sticky. It's sticky because there's going to be people who say, yeah, but you know what? They were dealing. Well, guess what? The state's going to be doing. They're going to be dealing. So what kind of deal does everybody get? 808-0810, if you'd like to weigh in on marijuana. It's coming our way here in the state of California. You know, one of the things is we were talking about last night from Reddit. They were letting everybody around the country and around the world for each state in the union describe the state in one word, if you're listening to last night's show. And weed was one of the most popular one-word descriptions for the state of California, which I find very interesting. Yeah, we think of people like Snoop and we think of people like smoking pot all over the place. And I guess perhaps, I mean, I smell it everywhere, not everywhere, but a lot of places. And, you know, it's a pretty common thing, but yet it's not legal here. And I don't think that, you know, a lot of people, of course, I think the average person knows it, but there are some people that don't get it in the other parts of the country. But it's going to be a big industry. You know, you're going to hop on board now. And I know people are salivating just at the mere thought. Yeah, man, this is my ticket to ride. You know, I want to open my own dispensary. And then there is one of the really most difficult things about this privately and personally. And that is, will you, who perhaps like myself, have not touched marijuana for ages, since it's legal, go ahead and try it and give it a spin, give it a whirl? Well, I don't know, man, because I don't know what my employer is going to say about that. And if my employer says no, I guess the answer is no, because it stays in your system forever. Well, it doesn't stay there forever. What is it, 45, 90 days, something like that? Are you going to take that chance? And by the way, this is already being challenged in Colorado, where people are losing their jobs because they test positive for marijuana. And they're suing their own employer saying, you know what? You can't fire me. It's legal. Your company policy is wrong. Now, of course, when it comes to things like public transportation or anything that's in the public or government eyes, I'm sure that, you know, that's another situation. When it's in the private employer's eyes, I just wonder, you know, will they be blurry? Will they be red-eyed? I don't know. We've got a full plate. Okay, we've got a full plate, and we've got more of the Drex Radio Show on the way in just a minute or two. Don't go away. You're listening to Late Night Late Show Wrap-Up on KGOA 10.
A full-court press is great on a basketball court, but not in a jewelry store. When you come to Shane Company to look at engagement rings, you won't be swarmed by salespeople determined to score their next commission check. Because unlike at other jewelers, our salespeople aren't paid on commission. First, one of our diamond and bridal jewelry experts will listen to you to learn exactly what kind of ring style you want. Then, they'll show you only the styles that meet your criteria. Next, they'll show you how to use the magnification loop to properly examine diamonds so you can judge their true value and pick the perfect diamond for you. When you come to Shane Company, you can leave your game face at home.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
Megabus.com offers safe, convenient, affordable express bus service for as low as $1 via the internet. Megabus.com has served more than 40 million customers in more than 100 cities across North America. Their luxury single and double-decker buses offer free Wi-Fi, power outlets, panoramic windows, and are green certified. Travel in comfort and confidence. Megabus.com. Express buses between San Francisco and six cities. Reserve seatings available. Visit Megabus.com and book your ticket today.
Are you or a loved one facing addiction? Rythmia is the only recovery center in the world with a 100% money-back guarantee. Yes, you heard right. The program is so effective that if it doesn't work, it costs you nothing. That's right, a real 100% money-back guarantee. Rythmia is now open to the public. Previously, this plan had only been available for the rich and famous. But now, due to their new facility, they're making these programs available to a select few sincere, motivated clients. So if you're addicted to drugs or alcohol, they can help. Due to the fact that there is zero withdrawal, a 100% money-back guarantee combined in a state-of-the-art world-class hotel, availability is scarce. Visit their website to make application as they are screening applicants from your area. Program availability is extremely limited. Visit moneybackaddiction.com now to make application. Program availability is extremely limited. Go to moneybackaddiction.com. moneybackaddiction.com. Making application does not guarantee acceptance.
Now at the Home Depot, get 20% off when you buy one bag of Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed and one bag of Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It takes two to create a lush, beautiful lawn. So use one now and one in 8 weeks, and you'll have a gorgeous lawn in no time. Let's do this. Spring all out for less with 20% off Scott's Turf Builder and Scott's Lawn Food. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 27th. Selection varies by store. U.S. only.
I've known a lot of people who have listened to you and me do ads, and so they've tried out the Handlery. And I literally can tell you, out of every 100 that I get, maybe there's one that had a problem, which instantly you take care of, and the other 99 keep raving about it. That's a pretty high standard to keep.
Well, one of the things I always try to do is when people book, I either call you in your room or I go out and I meet you at check-in. And but that's what I want. That's why I got into the business, was that personal contact.
There's something special when you run a hotel. It's a contact with people. It's a contact with employees, too. When the employees are happy, the hotel really gets a good raving review. And your employees seem very happy.
I've been very fortunate with the men and women who I work with. I've worked with their mothers and their fathers, and now I'm working with their sons and daughters. And so when we say we're family-owned, it isn't just the Handlery's. It's the staff members' family as well.
You can go to the web, handlery.com, but you can also just pick up a phone and call.
800-995-HUSH and ask for the KGO package.
Handlery Union Square Hotel.
You can't go wrong.
Now more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
All right, let me see here. We were talking about the fact that the lieutenant governor is prepared to put back on the ballot, or put it on the ballot to, you know, legalize recreational marijuana. And we're talking, well, he's very concerned about several things, including, you know, what will happen. Should it be 1821, public, private? What do we do with those who are incarcerated? How do you tax it, this, that, and the other? We have an anonymous caller on the phone from the Bay. Yes, you are on the Drex Radio Show. What did you want to say?
Thank you for your time. First, I would like to, commend Lieutenant Governor Newsom for his efforts into helping bring to light this very important issue for many people of medical marijuana.
It's not medical. He's ready to make it recreational.
Recreational. Well, yeah, I actually don't entirely agree with the recreational use, is what I was gonna say.
Okay, but that's what the initiative is, sir. I mean, that's what he wants to do. That's what's gonna go on the ballot.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I must have misunderstood it.
Okay. Even the medical marijuana situation has been somewhat of a sticking point here in this state, because the feds keep sticking their nose in it when they said they would leave it alone.
I agree with you entirely. Listen, I am a former correctional officer, formerly employed with San Mateo County Sheriff's Office, and was recently terminated, lost my job after serving for 12 years.
Oh, my God.
Due to the discovery that I am a medical marijuana patient.
Oh, okay, so you're one of these cases. Okay, so you had the card, and you lost your job because you had to take a drug test. Is that right?
I did not take a drug test at all. I was fired based on the fact that I had used medical marijuana, or I had it in my possession, and I violated a federal law. The San Mateo County Sheriff's Office stated that the basis of my termination was I violated a federal law.
Oh, my God. Wow. So do you think, let me just ask you this, because I don't have a whole lot of time. Do you think that is, as I just mentioned, before you even told me that, I said part of the problem is with the federal government keep sticking their nose in, for instance, what's been going on over there in Oakland with the dispensaries. Do you think that they're also getting into the law enforcement areas and saying, you know what? Medical marijuana card, they got to go. Do you think that's what happened to you?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Wow.
Listen, I do not fit the stereotype of a pothead. I have four children that I still feed to this day. I live with all four of my sons. I'm married. I'm actually a Christian, and I go to church and have a lot to do
with.
Well,
I think a lot of people who smoke marijuana recreationally are good people, and this is why it's going to be decriminalized and need to move on. But it's just amazing to me that you lost your job. I mean, did you talk to a lawyer about challenging this? Because you do have permission from the state of California to smoke medical marijuana.
You know what? If I could give you my number and some lawyer would like to help me with this issue, because the only attorney that I have now, the legal defense fund for the law enforcement officers they're not covering the entire thing.
Okay, so. We're going to put you on hold, and I'm going to let you talk to Heather, my producer here. And we'll talk anonymously and privately about this, okay? Hang on. That's an amazing story.
Yes.
That's an amazing story. And so you see what you see the dynamics of what's going to happen here in the state of California. And here's a man who has a medical marijuana card issued by the state of California. So he's legal and obviously has a medical reason for using medicinal marijuana. But yet the feds, it seems to me, allegedly kind of maybe perhaps don't know the whole story. But from what I just heard, I can assume that it seems to me that they decided it's like, wow, you're in law enforcement, you got to go. And I don't know whether the feds did that or not, or that was the policy. But how can you do that when you work for the state or a municipality when it's legal? Wow. Okay. Kaboom. We'll look into that.
Things are going to get sticky.
Yeah, they are all the way around. So we have another guest, and I want to move on here because we've been waiting to do this. And over the weekend, and yesterday especially, I saw another story about housing here in the Bay Area. We're having a mouse issue. Where's the mouse? There we go. All right. We need a mouse pad is what we need. We have a brand new studio, but we don't have a mouse pad. I want to say good evening to Svenja Gudel from Zillow. Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining me. And you are with Zillow. And I have to tell you, I have to take a quick break. I hope you don't mind me asking you to hold through the news break, because I want to talk to you about the housing and the situation, which is pretty much out of control here in the San Francisco and Bay Area with renting and with buying homes.
That's right. Yeah, things are looking a little crazy.
Yeah. And tell me if I have this right. I don't know. Are you in the Bay or are you somewhere else in the country?
We're located in Seattle.
Okay. But San Francisco is probably at the top of the heap as far as the insanity. Am I right?
That's certainly true, especially when you're talking rental affordability and mortgage affordability. It's a double whammy for you guys in San Francisco. You are hit hard on both fronts.
Wow. And I know that there's a new report coming out tomorrow. If you will hold for just a minute, we'll come back to you, Svenja. I do appreciate it. And we'll discuss. I don't think it will be shocking to you, but it's going to be to the rest of the country. And it's about time that everybody opens up their eyes and sees what's going on out here. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
The rich are getting richer. How about you? Sitting on the sidelines will get you nowhere. So what's your next move? What if you could learn how to make real money when the market goes up or down, all while protecting your hard-earned capital? Over 230,000 people have experienced Online Trading Academy's unique trading education, and now you can too. Wait a minute. Before you say, oh no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free 2-hour trading class so you can check this out. And if you call now, we'll include a video guide worth $247 just for attending. Think about it. What is your money doing for you in a CD or mutual fund? Call right now while seats are still available at 888-712-TRADE. That's 888-712-8723 or online at otaclass.com. This could really change everything. Call now, 888-712-TRADE, 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
You're a business owner. You know how it goes. Money comes in, money goes out. But when there's a cash flow hiccup, you need a little help. Get the working capital you need right when you need it at Sign on the Line Capital. Even when your bank says no, Sign on the Line can say yes. Unlike banks, we make it fast and simple with up to a 95% approval rate and speedy cash. Payroll glitch? No problem. Need new equipment? No problem. We've helped thousands of business owners with fast help and flexible repayment plans. Get approved for up to $250,000 in just 12 hours. No collateral, no application fees, and your credit rating doesn't matter either. Get your cash in as little as 2 to 3 days. It's fast, easy, and painless. So call now, 800-532-1335. That's 800-532-1335. 800-532-1335.
When you need it on time.
A
Attention homeowners, rates have dropped again and are at all-time historic lows. If you refinanced your mortgage into a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate within the last 18 months, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. We'll redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. That's right, no title fees, no appraisal fees, no escrow fees, no fees, period. With fixed rates at 60-year lows, you may be able to start saving money immediately, and it won't cost you a dime. It's really that easy. We'll refinance your loan and we pay for everything. Call Home and Loan Finders now to lock in a low fixed rate today with 0 points or fees at 800-914-7290. Even if you're in process with another lender, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. Call 800-914-7290. That's 800-914-7290. 800-914-7290. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms are subject to change and not all applicants may qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, number 01837288. NMLS number 308085.
8:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Our top story at the bottom of the hour: video captures an attack on a homeless man in Berkeley. This video, according to community newspaper Berkeley Side, shows the attack on a homeless man in an alley last week, allegedly at the hands of a downtown Berkeley ambassador. Ambassadors wear bright yellow neon shirts and serve in a hospitality role, according to a website for the Downtown Berkeley Association. The video shows a confrontation, reportedly following an argument over the possessions of the homeless man behind a CVS pharmacy at Shattuck and Bancroft.
Off of my property.
The three-minute video found on YouTube by KGOA 10 shows the Berkeley ambassador punching the homeless man in the face and beating him to the ground as a second ambassador tries to prevent another man from intervening. Berkeley Side reports the ambassador allegedly involved in that assault has been fired. That second ambassador has been suspended. In San Francisco, it happened during the dot-com boom, and it's happening again 15 years later. Eviction notices have been served on an artist collective in an area known as Mid-Market Street. Evictions motivated, they say, by the current high-tech boom.
Artists like those living and working at 1061 Market Street claim they're being pushed out in favor of big-money commercial tenants. Derek Rogers, a tenant at 1061, spoke before a rally of about three dozen tenants and supporters.
What protections do we as working, contributing, developing people have beyond the green in our pockets? Who moves people into a half-vacant building in a largely vacant neighborhood and kicks them out nearly 3 years later with no reason stated?
The tenants, who claim their building is rent-controlled, say landlord Jennifer Chen has given them a 30-day notice and refused to show cause for their eviction. They have taken their case to the city rent board.
That is KGOA 10 SUNY Khalid.
Everybody must get stoned.
So you want to legalize marijuana in California? Let's do it the right way, says Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom.
A commission led by Newsom is out with a report on the areas we should all look into before an expected ballot measure in 2016.
You can't be ideological about this. You got to be open to argument and interested in the evidence that's coming out of Colorado, Washington State, and elsewhere.
Inside, dozens of questions that bring about the biggest disagreements. How do you tax pot or determine DUIs? What do you do with those incarcerated for marijuana-related charges? And the big one?
Is this legal for people 18 and older or 21 and older?
The commission will be holding forums and has launched a website. A recent poll showed 53% of residents favor it.
I want to do it in a thoughtful, judicious way.
That's KGOA 10's Mike Simpson. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:33.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less, remove penalties and fees, stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start Program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
How can we make you happy? Well, at DGDG.com,
One of the things we do is provide you with some of the most highly trained product specialists in America. Non-commissioned product specialists who have a passion for cars and take great pride in their expertise. Car enthusiasts that can help you find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. So, how can we make you happy? We'll find out more at DGDG.com. That's DGDG.com.
We are coming up on 8:35. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. I wish I had better news for folks stuck on southbound 101 at Willow Road in Menlo Park. You got a tour bus there that it's been there for at least 2 hours, maybe three. Caught on fire. It's on the right shoulder. They do have lanes 1, 2, and 3 open, but the two right lanes are still shut down. They're trying to get a street sweeper out there to get some of the debris out of the way. Traffic is really still stuck. It's moving, but hardly at all to just after Whipple Avenue. It's crawling. I would say, again, if you don't want to keep sitting there and waiting, you might try to hop on 280 southbound. Holy City, they've still got issues on southbound 17 just before Madrone Drive. It's a multi-vehicle accident still blocking the left lane. Traffic is still stopped back to Bear Creek Road. You got some construction up on the San Mateo Bridge that's causing slow to stop and go traffic right now on 92 eastbound from about Foster City Boulevard to the high rise. And El Sobrante, 80 eastbound at Richmond Parkway, there's a hit and run accident on the right shoulder that looks like they're starting to get cleared. Traffic is stop and go now to just after El Portal. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, March Madness is back in action tonight. Wisconsin beat North Carolina, Notre Dame over Wichita State. Kentucky is blowing out West Virginia, and Xavier and Arizona tied at 28 at half. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Temperatures soared well above normal for this time of year today, and the warmth has peaked. High pressure starts to weaken as we see a dry cold front come through. No rain, unfortunately. It's a dry front. So we are expecting the cooling to start Friday and carry over into Saturday. Sunday, look for mid-60s to mid-80s.
Right now around the Bay Area, clear across the board. 68 degrees in Oakland, 68 Livermore, 64 in Santa Cruz, 71 in San Jose. We've got 65 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Thank you very much, John. A lot going on here in the state of California. And, I have to say, on the Drex Radio Show tonight, coming up, do men grow beards to show dominance? Well, there's actually science behind it, and we'll give you the answer. A lot of guys here in the Bay Area, I feel naked without facial hair. Can't grow one, to save my life.
Or do they grow them because they're hipsters?
I don't know.
Maybe that's more.
What it is. And they're allowed to, I suppose. So, Svenja Gudel is my guest from Zillow. Again, thank you very much for joining me. And
pleasure being here.
Thank you. And we're talking about the low housing supply. Tell us some of the information and the stats that you get for California and specifically the San Francisco and the Bay Area.
You know, I think the really interesting stats right now that we have going is that rents are up 15%, believe it or not, year over year in February, which is much more than what you'd see in a normal year, probably around 3% normally, 15%, so five times that rate. But what's even more astonishing this time around, our report showed that if you're a renter out there, you're currently spending almost half of your income on a rental payment in San Francisco, and that's up from roughly 30% historically. And that leaves a lot of people thinking, you know, I don't have enough money for a down payment, and it's getting really expensive to rent. What am I going to do now?
I have to tell you, Svenja, so it was just earlier in the week, a report came out from the Pew Foundation along with NPR, and they did this study, and they said that in order to be middle class in the Bay Area, you had to have a household income, combined income, of $250,000 to be considered middle class. And you're absolutely right. So the housing crunch, people just don't have this kind of money. And also San Francisco being one of the least affordable housing markets, and this analysis that for every 1,000 new residents coming in here, and I'm one of them, I just came here a few months ago, there were just 193 new housing units permitted. So for every 1,000 people to come in here, there's only 193 places to live. I mean, it's just nuts.
And that's half the rate of what, you know, the U.S. as a whole is building for cities around the country. So San Francisco is definitely feeling the crunch there, and the limited supply is certainly leading to not great rental affordability, and also mortgage affordability is starting to look not that great anymore either.
And answer me this. I mean, if we would take, and I'm sure, I don't know if you know off the top of your head, just average anywhere in America, where you're reporting that we can expect to spend 44% of our income on rent or 39.2% on a monthly mortgage. What is the average for the rest of the country? You know, anywhere USA.
For the country as a whole, it's 30%. And there are places that are actually more expensive than San Francisco, believe it or not, which are Los Angeles up at 48% versus the 44% you're reaching in San Francisco. And Miami is also at 44%.
Wow.
But yet if you go to, I don't know, a San Antonio or a smaller size city, just pick anywhere in the middle of the country, Charlotte, North Carolina, or...
Even pick like a Nashville. Houston, Texas is at 30%. Washington D.C. is at 27%. You know, you can find many places across the country. St. Louis, 24%. So many places you end up spending a lot less. However, a lot more regionally for those places than you used to spend historically living in those places. So everyone is experiencing a crunch in terms of rental affordability across the country. And that's really driven by rental rates that have steadily climbed up over the last few years. And they never saw that reset that we saw in home values. They've just been going up and up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
Do you have an idea of what's driving the high prices? Obviously, technology in the Bay Area and the fact that it's a nice place to live. But it seems like with these prices, I just always go, who buys these homes? Who can afford this rent? Do you have a demographic?
It's really a mixed bag of where this is coming from, right? I think a lot of folks were foreclosed on during the housing crisis, so that we got a lot of demand for rental housing just from the housing bust. A lot of people didn't want to enter the housing market. Most of the household formation that we're seeing right now is actually on the rental side. And, you know, a lot of people are waiting a little bit longer before they decide to buy a house. So more people are renting now than they used to historically.
Sure.
So that's a lot of demand for rentals. And on the flip side of that, you have this crunch in supply. You're not building enough housing units to actually make up for this increased demand. For San Francisco specifically, you have, and this might not be an actual problem in the grand scheme of things, it's a growing city. People are attracted to San Francisco. You obviously have fantastic amenities. It's a great city to live in. But with the growing city come growing pains. And one of the growing pains here is that you are not building enough housing for everyone that's entering. And a lot of folks that are currently entering the city have fairly high paying jobs. You know, think of the Apples, the Googles, the Facebooks of the world that are located in San Francisco that are bringing in fairly high income, highly educated workers that are demanding a certain type of apartment to live in.
And I understand. The flip side of that is your average blue-collar worker, and by the way, we need them, and we need a lot of them, are being priced right out of the market. And that's where the damn shame part comes in. There's no affordable housing for these people. I mean, we need mechanics to make the machine work. And if you price them out of the market, what happens? Yeah.
You know, you're thinking firefighters, teachers, and they are, of course, pushed towards the periphery of the market where housing is a bit cheaper than living right in downtown San Francisco. And it's for those folks, it means longer commutes, living in less nice neighborhoods, just being displaced from where they're currently living in general.
We were shocked. I mean, I can tell you, I came from Chicago, where obviously housing is expensive also. But nonetheless, myself and my significant other, we just made a major, like, you know, life decision that we understood when we, first of all, there was sticker shock. Even though we were ready for sticker shock, we were not ready for the sticker shock that we got. But we ended up, you know, you're talking 44% for rent. We're up around 75 or 80.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's no room for savings. I mean, mm-hmm. they're just people. And by the way, also, I'm not sure if you heard this study, but this came out when with this other study that came out earlier in the week. You know, we here in the Bay Area, I think are the like number two least likely to be able to save money. New York's number one least likely to save money. There's not much room to move, you know.
Absolutely. You know, that's not surprising if you consider that in the city of San Francisco, the median, mind you, the median house costs you $1 million, and median rents are currently at $4,080.
Yes. Wow. And that's just amazing. So that's why we're up, you know, we're at the 75-80%. And so we're just paying the bills. And so, you know, we're going to work to pay the rent and to live in California and, you know, and enjoy the beautiful Bay Area, which is definitely a plus. I have to tell you, we're loving it. But nonetheless, there's no money to spend. And, you know, it's not like we're going to go out and buy brand new top of the line Mercedes Benz or any luxury car. We're going to keep the SUV that we have and, you know, and barbecue on the weekends. That's pretty much the way it goes. I have to tell you one other thing that I'm really surprised by, and I wanted to mention, is nationals. And I'm not picking on the Asian market, but the Chinese coming up here and just paying enormous amounts to get some of these houses has been somewhat of an issue. Have you heard about that? I mean, they will buy sight unseen. There are realtors, and this was a big story in the Bay Area about a month ago, realtors who will videotape these McMansions or mansions and then go over to China. And sight unseen, these nationals will look at the videotapes and write a check. And these houses are referred to as ghost houses because they're usually not, you know, the people don't live here.
Yeah, we've seen a couple of cities across the U.S. that have seen a large share of foreign investors come in and purchase real estate as a way to really, you know, park their assets in the U.S. And you know, San Francisco is certainly among them. Miami is a big hub of foreign investment as well, and that goes along with the entire trend of really cash buyers taking off during the last few years, where more and more people are coming in and investing in real estate and actually spending all cash on buying homes.
Crazy story. So my other half, she was in the realty business. She had her license in another state. So we come out here. So for something fun to do on the weekends, there was a house not too far away that was listed for $1.5 million. I said, well, you know, poops and giggles, let's go see what $1.5 million gets you. So we went to look in this house. First of all, you almost had to queue up and take a number to get inside. That was the first thing. We were amazed. You know, we're used to going to open houses where they've got, you know, chocolate chip cookies baking so the aroma smells good in the house. Not here. It was like, get a number to get in the house. Then when we got into the house, we looked around and had amazing, significant views of the Bay Area. It was absolutely stunningly gorgeous. The house was so well done. It was 4,300 square feet, and they wanted $1.5 million for it. So I said to her, I said, on Monday, why don't you call out just out of curiosity, because I know that we're going to do this story this week. So she called back, and the realtor said, oh, well, we're way into the twos now at this point. So the bidding war is outrageous. Here's a house that listed for 1.5, was on the market one day on Sunday, and as of Monday, they were already, you know, saying they were in the 2.2 range for this house. And the bids were keep on coming. Yeah.
We, you know, we've seen that type of behavior, especially on the coast, especially West Coast, where folks definitely list low and expect bidding wars to kind of take place, because, you know, this is the time of the seller right now. Buyers are having a really hard time breaking into the marketplace because there's incredible competition, and there's incredible competition from all cash buyers, which, you know, if you're a first-time home buyer and you're dependent on going in with a financing condition, so that you can take out a mortgage, you're really having a hard time right now finding a home.
Thank you very much, Svenja Gudell from Zillow. And I so appreciate you talking to us this evening, and have a great weekend.
Oh, thanks. You as well.
Okay. Thank you. And there you have the bottom line. And, you know, the report coming out Zillow tomorrow, exactly what you just heard. You heard it here first. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
This spring, the Home Depot has Behr Premium Plus Ultra starting at just $31.98 a gallon. So let's do paint that's perfectly at home with kids and pets. Behr Premium Plus Ultra has an advanced stain and scuff blocking formula, so it stands up to your life, whatever your life includes right now. and keeps its color for years to come. Let's do this. Get Bayer Premium Plus Ultra, starting at just $31.98 a gallon. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only.
Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Hey, it's Ron Owens. I know most of us don't like to dwell on the topic of aging, but have you given any thought to how you would handle the situation if you or a loved one needed personal care because of a loss of independence? One solution is long-term care insurance. Long-term care insurance can help pay for the costs of care, whether you're in your own home, an assisted living facility, or a nursing home. The folks at O'Donnell Financial Group are experts at not only helping you determine if long-term care insurance is right for you, they can also match the best plan to your specific needs. Call Greg O'Donnell today, 866-496-2300, or go online to O'DonnellFinancial.com. Planning for long-term care, well, that's part of O'Donnell Financial's holistic approach to your overall wealth management. Call Greg for a complimentary review today and see if long-term care insurance makes sense. O'Donnell Financial Group, 866-496-2300, or online, O'DonnellFinancial.com.
Do you suffer from aching, cramping, or restless legs? Or do you have unsightly varicose or spider veins? Dr. Mark Isaacs at Vein Specialists of Northern California can help. For over 25 years, they've specialized in the latest office-based, non-surgical vein treatments. Procedures take under an hour with absolutely no downtime. Your legs will be pain-free and vein-free in time for spring. Visit Vein Specialists of Northern California now at veinspec.com and schedule your free ultrasound evaluation.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Good evening, everybody. It's 8:51 on the Drex Radio Show, as we talk it out every weeknight from 7 till 10 right here. And around the world on iHeartRadio. And you can get that app, or you can listen live streaming at KGORadio.com. Okay, the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the way. One thing that I do want to say, speaking of KGO, is congratulations to our very own Ron Owens, who once again this year was named one of the top talkers in the entire United States. And so it's an honor and privilege to work in the same building and sit in the same studio that he sits in every single morning and has done for decades. So again, congratulations to Ron Owens.
How many years is it now?
It's been a long time.
Probably about 20, 30.
And, you know, it's just
that he's won the award.
I have to tell you, I sincerely mean this, it is an absolute honor to work for KGO, because growing up through my career, I always aspired to work in the same building with Ron Owens at KGO. So I know this might sound cliche and kind of silly. It's like, oh, wow, Drex, are you really? No, really, honest to God. Yes.
No, I remember you telling me that story. It was like, when I was a little boy, I listened to Ron. I'm like, what? You listened to talk radio?
Little boy, but yes. As a very young man, yes, starting out at KSJO at the rock station and listening to Ron Owens, I thought, wow, someday, man, if I could work at KGO, that would just be amazing.
Back when you were in your little Drex diapers.
And causing lots of trouble in rock wars with KOME. Yes, those were the days. And so, again, congratulations to Ron. Let's see here. So we want to get to this. I know that, and we have a guy out here in the newsroom. We should ask Danny what the deal with his beard is. Why don't you grab him?
He does have a beard.
He does have a beard. Let's ask him. So here's the deal. Do men grow beards to show dominance? Here's what the science says about that. Scientists have long known that beards can make a man seem more dominant and masculine. Now, provocative new research involving primates shows that male facial hair is more elaborate in social groups involving intense competition for rank, dominance, and attractiveness. So, you and your beard, Danny, you're a hipster, you're a young man.
Yes, what questions do you have for me? Use
her microphone. I don't know how to turn yours
on.
That's okay. I don't know how. Yes.
I asked, which questions do you have for me and which for my beard?
Okay. Well, 10 things you should know before dating a guy with a beard. So I guess this is for the ladies out there. Do not ask you to shave it.
Yeah, that gets kind of old to hear sometimes because every girl has a different preference for whether they like a beard or not. But if you're on the wrong side of it, then it's like it can create problems.
Okay,
it really does.
It will tickle when you kiss a woman or whoever you're kissing.
I can't confirm that because I've never kissed a woman with a beard.
Yes, you're not everybody who wears a beard or dons a beard is not a hipster. You are a hipster. Yes, dude, you are a hipster.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah, he's got the hoodie on. He plays for a rock band. He's in San Francisco. He's 20-something, and he's got a beard. Dude, you're a hipster. I love it.
You're a hipster.
I'm just jealous, yeah. All people with men with beards are not lumberjacks and outdoorsmen. Well, of course not. That's just silly. It doesn't mean we're hairy everywhere.
You don't have to answer that, young Danny.
Yeah, you do.
That's a case-by-case basis.
Yes, people can touch it and stroke it if they like.
It's fabulous. Do you use conditioner?
Oh, yeah. How do you attend to that?
I don't know. You may have seen me trim it periodically, grabbing the scissors from, you know, where you keep all the pens and all the desk equipment.
That's
kind of my preferred method, but for every man, it's different.
So it is definitely a dominance thing. Yeah. It all involves, the celebrity thing in social groups involving intense competition for rank, dominance, and attractiveness. I guess it's working out for you. But, you know, it's a funny thing that you talked about the proclivities of, like, the beard thing. Like I have with my eyebrows. If I let my eyebrows get too long, I get, like, this mad scientist thing, and I start twirling it. And you told me you have the same twitch with your beard. You keep...
Yeah, I can only imagine what it would look like if you and I went to a bar and you're stroking your eyebrow while I'm stroking my beard.
Yeah.
So.
I would say it'd look like you guys are in the right city. That's what it would look like.
It would look like you had some weird form of communication. I wonder what that means.
I love this one. You have care products specifically for your beard. Is that true?
I have a specialized shaver thing that my brother got me for Christmas, but I don't think I would have bought that for myself.
You need a little extra shower time to shampoo it.
I like to have it trickle from my hair into my beard.
You get food stuck in that thing.
I am my father's son, yes.
And you're going to shed like a dog. Rest in peace.
That's the end of me.
And that's the end of that.
The ladies love it, yes?
I love it.
I don't know. Not totally sure.
Well, you're a young hipster. You will eventually figure that out. Speaking of the young ladies going crazy, One Direction going in the wrong direction. That's coming up next along with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up. Don't go away. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. Thank you, Danny.
Attention homeowners. Rates have dropped again and are at all-time historic lows. If you refinanced your mortgage into a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate within the last 18 months, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. We'll redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. That's right. No title fees, no appraisal fees, no escrow fees, no fees, period. With fixed rates at 60-year lows, you may be able to start saving money immediately, and it won't cost you a dime. It's really that easy. We'll refinance your loan, and we pay for everything. Call Home and Loan Finders now to lock in a low fixed rate today with 0 points or fees at 800-914-7290. Even if you're in process with another lender, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. Call 800-914-7290. That's 800-914-7290.
800-914-7290. 800-914-7290. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms are subject to change and not all applicants may qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, number 01837288. NMLS number 308085.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less, remove penalties and fees, stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start Program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
How can we make you happy? Well, at DGDG.com, one of the things we do is provide you with some of the most highly trained product specialists in America. Non-commissioned product specialists who have a passion for cars and take great pride in their expertise. Car enthusiasts that can help you find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. So, how can we make you happy? We'll find out more at DGDG.com. That's DGDG.com.
This spring, the Home Depot has Behr Premium Plus Ultra starting at just $31.98 a gallon. So let's do paint that's perfectly at home with kids and pets. Behr Premium Plus Ultra has an advanced